for Great Britain. Lunsborough with 15 yards to go, and everybody is standing and yelling at her.
David Wilkie is absolutely superb. Look at him go.
Goodhue has got a lead here. Goodhue has got a lead here of about a foot, and Goodhue is going.
And they come up and they touch, and Bauhaus is the new Olympic champion.
It is interesting. There's been such a great tradition of British breaststrokers over the last 30, 40 years or something. It's been a huge list.
When I was younger, there's lots of great breaststrokers as well, and you know, it's kind of strange because I sort of dropped a bit of time and some more, and I'm all of a sudden there, and it's very tough at the top. Thinking back, you'd never think that you'd be fastest Englishman.
I mean, I think the coaching in this country is, you know, among the best in the world. I've worked with a lot of coaches over the years, and you know, British coaches and their knowledge of the technical aspects of swimming and obviously breaststroke being, in my eyes, probably the most technical stroke of the four. I think that's proven to make a huge difference.
Last 10 metres, Jameson has taken the lead for the first time in the race and is going to hold it all the way to the wall now.
It found me. I think it's just always the stroke I've felt most comfortable with technically. Given my size and build as well, it's probably the stroke I'm most suited to. You know, I love it just now. It's, you know, training's been going really well. You know, as my breaststroke improves, my other strokes seem to get a little bit weaker.
And stroke for stroke, head-to-head, go Willis and Jameson.
Yeah, the two roommates are battling it out in lanes 4 and 5. Andrew Willis now has picked up his stroke rate, starting to go past Michael Jameson.
It's great that I've got a time out there, I've put my name in the mix. But, you know, anyone that's in the field at the Olympics have got a chance. So I'm going to be, right, I want to make the semi. And then, you know, if I make the semi, I'm going to be like, I want to get in the final, and that's where I feel it can really take off.
It's going to be the two Bath boys, the two who wanted to get there, the two who were in the World Championship final, have made it through to the Olympics. It's Willis from Jameson, and what tremendous times, 2 and 3 on the all-time list.
You know, I went in this summer having won the 100 and the 200 last year, and I came out with a silver and a bronze, and I think, to put it plainly, you know, if I ever come out a race and I'm happy with a silver or a bronze, I think that's the day I need to retire from the sport. But again, on reflection now, the job was about qualifying, and you know, I'm confident I can take a chunk off my best time this summer.
We kind of spoke each other on, and sometimes I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should get a move on because he is a rival, and I do feel with Michael he's got more to give as well. I mean, he's a great trainer, and I'm sure there's definitely more to come from him. So kind of when one of us is a bit down, you know, and the other's swim a bit faster, you're kind of like, well, let's get a move on here, and in the back of the minds be racing each other at the same time. But it's great to have someone of his calibre as well and same discipline to train with.
It's obviously creates a pretty competitive atmosphere in training, going head to head day in, day out, and on the whole it's obviously has a positive effect on both our performances. It's, Andrew would say as well, it's pretty difficult if one of us is having a flyer and the other one's struggling. You know, you don't want to be the one chasing, but overall it's been great. You know, we're pretty good friends. The both of us are getting into the golf as well, away from the pool, which has been good to sort of unwind and do something different. And, you know, I'm desperate for him to swim well this summer as well. It's, you know, but obviously I want to have the number one spot.
I'd love to go quicker, and I want to be in that final. I want to go there and just look back and say I regret none of this and come away with an absolutely awesome experience, just the whole experience and the build-up as well.
Yeah, the advice from David Wilkie, probably the greatest Scottish breaststroker of modern era?
No, I haven't actually, but you know, I might be interested to give him a call and try and get some advice.